For years, Mandomania has been a boys' club. Somebody had the brilliant idea of breaking that tradition, and I want to thank him or her very much. This is the first year we've ever had a lady playing Mandomania. And such a beautiful lady that we have today. But don't overlook the fact that she's a great mandolin player. She digs in and plays great mandolin. She's going to tell you about herself right now. And what can I say? I'm just proud to be sitting beside Rhonda Vincent.
I think that's great. Gosh, I'm honored to make history here, the first woman on Mandomania. This is wonderful. And it's a real honor for me to be here with my heroes, too. And gosh, I remember sitting listening to Sam on the Newgrass Revival, learning every break on that album, Sam. So I'm real honored to be here. I started out singing when I was 3, so playing was not my mainstay. Later became a necessity. I started playing mandolin when I was 8 because the country music show that my family, my dad, my mom, and I were playing at I was singing on the show, but he decided that if you didn't play an instrument, then you didn't get paid. So the very next week, my dad said, here's a mandolin, here's G, C, and D, and you'll be playing for 2.5 hours these 3 chords for the next many years. And that's how I started playing mandolin. By necessity, I think they got $10 a piece. That was back in the 70s, and not that I ever saw that $10 either. So, that's how I started playing, and I guess I got bored with those 3 chords. So, listening to a lot of records, I think Buck White was probably one of my greatest influences. He took a Sunday afternoon at a festival and said, "Gosh, you got to use that little finger," and really got me started playing more and got me interested. I sat and listen to those records, turned them down to 16. Thank goodness they went down that far. I'd like to play a Buck White tune, if I could. If y'all will help me out on one called Buck's Run.
Strong as a garlic milkshake.